This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 3rd. God's word for you today is yes and no. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7. And it says, if your thinking is controlled by your sinful self, there is spiritual death. But if your thinking is controlled by the Spirit, there is life and peace. Anyone whose thinking is controlled by their sinful self is against God. The second mental habit that demolishes the second weapon of self-destruction, which is uncontrolled thoughts, is ask the Holy Spirit to give you superior thoughts. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6 says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Would you like to have life and peace? Then you need to have your mind controlled by the Holy Spirit. The truth is, the economy may not change. At least it may not change tomorrow. Your problems may not change. At least they may not change tomorrow. Challenges may persist, but I pray they do not. And the economy may not change now. But guess what? Your mindset can change now. And that is the solution to uncontrolled thoughts. Are you going to set your mind on the way you think about your life? Or are you going to set your mind on the way God thinks about your life? It is a choice. And that is what you and I need to do. We need to replace our thoughts. It is called the principle of replacement, which is why you have to read the word of God over and over again. Again, I challenge you to read Romans chapter 8 repeatedly and confess it over your life. It is so powerful, and I pray you experience this power. The principle of replacement states that anytime you want to change something in your life, do not resist it, just replace it. If you are not happy with something in your life, for example, do not resist it, do not fight it, replace it. Invite the Holy Spirit to put superior thoughts in your mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 7 to 8 says, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. That is why at God's Favorite House, we do not expect unbelievers to act like believers until they are believers. You should not expect unbelievers to act like believers until they actually become believers. And it is because they do not have the power to. Change comes from the inside out. Thirdly, realize that you have the ability to say no. And this is the solution to the third weapon of self-destruction, which is compulsion. You can actually say no to pornography, fornication, substance abuse, drugs, and other compulsive habits by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have permission to just say no. We will continue from here in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me superior thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.